This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Previously, gardening was mentioned as a good outdoor option for combating the cabin fever that the pandemic is causing. However, if you don't have the space to garden or would like to explore local parks instead, foraging might be a better activity. Foraging is the act of gathering food in its wild environment for personal consumption or commercial sale. You can forage anywhere, but there are several rules to keep in mind when foraging. The first and most important rule is to never eat a plant that you cannot 100% identify, and avoid mushroom foraging as a beginner. It's always better to not eat anything you find than to eat something that could prove toxic, or sometimes in rare cases, even fatal. Use multiple sources to confirm the identity of a plant, including field guides, the internet, and your local extension agent. The second rule of foraging is to make sure that you have permission to harvest wild plants from a property before foraging there, be it on public land like a state park or on private land. For public land, contact the managing organization. For private land, contact the landowner. Because of pets and potential pesticide applications, it is always recommended to forage in wild locations over managed locations such as city parks. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension agent. My phone number is 620-724-8233. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.